In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. Welcome. It is Monday, and I'm so glad that you're with us today to start a brand new week. My name is Kathy B., and I'll be guiding us through our time of reflection and prayer today. I sure hope you enjoyed the weekend and that you were able to take some time just to be and to relax and enjoy time with family and loved ones. And I know that my husband Ron and I were able to enjoy some time like that and just take in this beautiful fall weather that we're having, and it was great. And as we start a new week, I probably don't need to remind you that this is kind of a big week in the U.S. because tomorrow's Election Day. And if you're even a little bit at all like me, you need some perspective on it all, God's perspective. So I want to, with God's help, just allow us some time to quiet our hearts and minds right now and to ask God to prepare and to soften our hearts, to be able to hear his still small voice in the midst of a whole lot of chaos going on. So let's take about a minute now to settle, to get comfortable, to take a few deep breaths and ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and open our minds to hear from him. Let's do that now. Well, our scripture for today is from Psalm 5, and I'll read verses 1 through 12. This is a Psalm of David, and it says, "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies, the bloodthirsty and deceitful. You, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Friends, I think I learned a few years ago, probably by watching the Food Network, that just about every chef who is in training, like going to culinary school, every chef cooks a lot differently than I cook. And what I mean by that is that they don't go to the cupboard or to the fridge every time they need an ingredient for what they're making. They learned something that the French created, a concept, and it's called mise en place. And it's this culinary phrase that means putting in place or everything in its place. And it refers to the setup that's required before cooking. And it's often used in professional kitchens to refer to organizing and arranging ingredients, like cuts of meat or sauces, pre-cooked items, spices, freshly chopped vegetables. And it refers to arranging ingredients that a cook needs for the menu items that they're expected to be prepared during their time of cooking. And they say that it's a process of preparing, but it's also a state of mind, a state of mind. And along those lines, for our purposes, I just want you to think about something. How do you begin your day? How do you begin each day? Maybe it's with listening to common prayer. And if you do, yay! But if you don't, every day, are you the kind of person that just kind of lets things happen? Or do you approach your days with intention and with purpose, with kind of a pattern in it? Because there are certain things that we can do every morning to establish a meaningful routine or meaningful habits, things like, you know, setting our clothes out or making a lunch, showering, exercising, those kinds of things. And those aren't bad things. But Psalm 5 tells us something even more important. And David says in verse 3 here, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you." And I don't think it's a mistake that Psalm 4, right before it, ends with these words, "In peace, I will lie down and sleep." It's like he must have written Psalm 5 the very next morning when he woke up. Evening and morning, David cried out to God, and his days were bookended. Every day was bookended with prayer. And I was thinking that whether we're a morning person or not, the best way to start our day is by coming to God. And in the Bible, in both the Old Testament and the New, we see examples of Abraham and Moses and Joshua, Daniel, Esther, all rising early to worship and to pray. And then in the New Testament, we see the same. And especially, we see Jesus rising early, going to a solitary place where he prayed regularly. In Psalm 5, we're encouraged to develop this discipline and arrange our lives by starting the day by coming into the presence of God. And David gives us this kind of helpful recipe on how to do that. So let's go into our time of reflection now and take another couple of deep breaths and settle in and allow me to ask you some questions that I've drawn out of Psalm 5. The first is this: do you come to God like David did directly? He came to God directly, and we can too, solely because of what Jesus has done for us in dying for us on the cross. Let's just take a few moments and thank him that we can come to him that directly because of Jesus. And then David came, and we need to come to God humbly. And it struck me that David was a king, but he humbly came to his king, and in essence conveyed that he was not in charge. He surrendered himself regularly to him. Come to him humbly now with what you're feeling. He came to him so personally too, because the words are written, "Listen to my words, Lord, hear my cry for help." He came to him along with other people as well, but right now he's coming to him alone. And we can come to him alone too, because he welcomes us into his presence. Do you know that you can come to him so personally? Thank him for that. And we can come to him transparently, so honestly. David expresses his great, great need for God. He didn't come thoughtlessly or carelessly to prayer, and we shouldn't either. I think he encourages us to arrange and prepare our words and our requests and bring them before him. Would you do that now, knowing that he understands even your groanings? And then David came to God expectantly, and we can too. He was looking for God's answers. What is it that you want God to do for you? And what will you trust him and expect him and be on the lookout for him to do for you? And then David came, and we can come confidently. It says, "By your great love, I can come into your presence. I bow down to you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Pour out your heart to him along those lines because of his great love. I know that many of you are familiar with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was alive during World War II and was in prison for his resistance against the Nazis. And he wrote what he called his morning prayer. And I would like this to be our prayer for today and for the week ahead, for us personally and for us as his church. Oh God, early in the morning, I cry to you. Help me to pray and to concentrate my thoughts on you. I cannot do this alone. In me there's darkness, but with you there is light. I am lonely, but you do not leave me. I am feeble in heart, but with you there is help. I am restless, but with you there is peace. In me there is bitterness, but with you there is patience. I do not understand your ways, but you know the way for me. Restore me to liberty and enable me to live now, that I may answer before you and before me. Lord, whatever this day may bring, may your name be praised. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.